To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results after an accident. Before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 6:42. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. Bo is taking a few well-deserved days off. Now, Alabama starting linebacker Quay Rousseau is out indefinitely with a broken foot. He got this injury during the Georgia game and was scheduled for surgery this week.
It's the tough loss for Alabama all the way around. You remember we talked about Jamarian Latham last week, who actually had to have neck surgery. They play the same position. So the fact that this is happening... We've talked a number of times, Allie, about the depth inside of college football, the transfer portal, the NIL. A lot of guys allowed to leave if they are five-star recruits and they're not on the field immediately, they can go somewhere else. All right, it's happened at Georgia. It's happened at Bama. It's happened at a number of other Power Four places that you expect to have a ton of depth. They just don't anymore. The guys that are supposed to be second and third string on the depth chart are going to other places and kind of chasing the money just a little bit. So, yeah, that's going to be an absolute problem, especially when you look at Diego Pavia and the way that he's able to attack defenses. You have to have speed and playmakers on the edge. Alabama's going to be a little bit shorthanded in that realm coming up for the rest, I guess the rest of the season. Not coming up this weekend, the rest of the season.
Yeah, well, we are previewing week six and Alabama's hosting number 16 Vanderbilt. How are you feeling about it?
I'm going. And, you know, I knew it's one of those things that we obviously work on the weekends and do the Falcons games and the pre and post. So when there is a bye week for the Falcons, the first thing I do is go look at what Alabama's schedule is. I'm like, oh, it'd be cool to go back to Tuscaloosa. Not only did I play there, but my wife is an alumni. Mm-hmm. So we like to go back to Tuscaloosa once a year. We were like, oh, okay, well, you know, that'll be a Vanderbilt game. That'd be a cool, like, get back after last year. You know, I don't know what Alabama's going to be, but they're much better at home than they are on the road. And then all of a sudden, all the hype coming off of, you know, the Georgia game last week and College Game Day's coming into town. Johnny Manziel's like going to be on the sideline wearing a Diego Pavia jersey. And all of a sudden, I feel a lot more stressful. You know, to be honest, I am a lot more stressed out than I thought I wanted to be going into this weekend, although I knew it was going to be an absolute battle. And here's the breaking news for everybody out there. If your squad hasn't played him yet or if they already have, Vanderbilt's good. Vanderbilt is good. I know that that's hard for a lot of people to wrap their mind around. I know Vegas is seeing it right now. This line has already dropped from 12.5 in Bama's favor to 10.5 because Vanderbilt is a good football team. They're going to come in and play hard and hit Alabama in the mouth. I don't know what to think, but I'm stressed.
I do have to ask, when you and Lindsay go back to Tuscaloosa, do you hit your old stomping grounds? Because I feel like the last time I went to Milledgeville and I went to like a Michi for a beer, I'm like, I should not be here.
Here's what... It's so different in Tuscaloosa now than it was, I was a freshman 20 years ago. So different now. I mean, I think the undergrad when I got to Alabama was like 16 or 17,000. It's like 40. Now it's something insane.
Yeah.
Like, so it's more than doubled since I was there, if I'm not mistaken. And it's just completely different. All the bars that used to be dive bars are now like triple decker, you know, this whole thing with like stages and venues and all this kind of stuff. So it's really cool. We usually base it around seeing people, not places.
Gotcha. Right?
So we used to have, you know, I used to have a game day condo over there. I'll go see some of my old neighbors. I'll go see some of my people that still live in town. Some of the guys that run the bars or own the bars. We'll do a little little meet and greet. We'll just talk. We'll politic a little bit.
Speaking of going back to your old stomping grounds, I actually, oddly enough that this came up, I actually went back to West Georgia yesterday because obviously I work for the radio station at West Georgia when I was a student there. And so I got invited back because we were having a kickball game. So we have two different stations. We have like the regular music station, and then we have the sports station. So we did a little head-to-head sports station versus
up
the,
on them.
Yeah, yeah.
So how'd you play?
I went 1 for 3, made a couple catches in the outfield.
Wait, what game was it?
It was kickball.
So you went 1 for 3 in kickball?
I put it in the air too much, man. I put it in the air too much. You know, if kickball, you want to kind of keep it low to the ground. I put it in the air too much.
The thing is, Al, you can see the shame in his face when he said 1 for 3. I had to follow that up.
Bro,
the last kick,
I was so mad because, like, I was going to kick, and, like, it took a little last-second bounce, and instead of going on my foot, it went off my shin.
Oh, no.
No, Dylan.
Yes.
Oh,
so
come
mad.
On, bro.
All right, this weekend, number 12, Georgia will take on Kentucky.
A bounce back. I would not want to be Kentucky this weekend. Let me just put it that way. I know how those practices roll for Kirby Smart. I've been to Georgia practices. I've seen the way Kirby Smart was when he was coaching us at Alabama. And look, I think Kirby's pretty consistent in the way you attack it. That's always how these upper echelon coaches are. It's all about the process. It's not about the outcome. Don't watch the scoreboard. Did you just play, you know, did you play up to your ability? Things like that. I think that's the reason Georgia never just gets blown out, right? Even in the losses they've had have been so close, just like this past weekend. So I don't think there's going to be any level of intensity added from Kirby Smart's perspective, but I guarantee you from the players that are, you know, upset over the things that have happened over the last couple of days, they're going to be back to the grind and trying to do everything they can. So I expect a very physical football game. It seemingly always is when Kentucky plays Georgia for whatever reason, a very physical football game. But I think that Georgia in this game, goodness, I think this is going to be an absolute slugfest blowout.
Yeah, absolutely. Florida State is hosting Miami.
That's a very interesting game. You know what I mean? I think follow me here. This is like the early season version of what I think Georgia Tech and Georgia could be at the end of this year.
Really?
You know what I mean? I think both these teams kind of trying to establish themselves, not only in the ACC, but in terms of this national hierarchy of, oh, Florida State's back. Oh, my God, they lost to Virginia. You know what I mean? And I think that Miami, everybody has Miami just on this pedestal, and everybody's still trying to figure out, like, are they actually that good, or are they just kind of found teams at the right time? I am not a huge Mario Cristobal believer. I know that there's some out there that are. There's just too many ups and downs within that program and always have been. I always go back to our guy Wes Durham on the call against, you know, when they fumble the football that should have been kneeled on. It's just it's craziness surrounding that program at all times. So it ought to be a good one. Hopefully there's no wide left or wide right field goals in this one, but that ought to be a pretty good matchup.
Well, I do want to remind you tonight and every Wednesday night, you can join Damian Day-Lewis for Prep Sports Nation. It's a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation, Wednesday nights on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. All right, we've got a brand new game today. It's called The Answer Is By. Do you remember we played The Answer Is America on July 4th or something like that? So you get the gist of this. Basically, by is in the answer. Okay?
So is it trivia?
We're going to be playing songs, and you have to tell me the artist and song.
Okay, but we can like get together.
Yeah, you guys can work together on this.
Everything's not a competition.
Because also, you're hitting two different generations of music here.
In two different genres.
And all kinds of genres.
Okay, perfect. Because I feel like we got our bases
covered. We got this, Mike.
Yeah, we got
this.
Because to
find by in song titles, it takes a little bit of research.
We ain't going to let her do this to us, bro.
Nah. She's not going to get the better of us today.
All right, let's go with number 7, Dylan. Nobody?
I've heard this song.
I have too.
I just don't know the name of it.
Really?
This is such Bo's Lane.
is this like John Lennon?
No.
No. No, I
don't know. This guy lives in Buckhead.
Elton John.
Elton John. I knew it was one of them.
The answer is by.
But I don't know. Goodbye something.
Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Okay, yeah.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it does wouldn't get a little known. Bit easier.
Sorry. Yeah, when I said that me and Dylan have our genres covered here, that was not one of them.
Yeah, that was the genre that was not covered.
Somebody out there is yelling at their radio. Sorry about that, guys.
No, they are. For sure they are. Sorry. All right, you're going to get this next one. Let's go with number six.
Here we go.
Right away, Mary Ann flew in from Atlanta on a red-eye midnight flight.
Are we sure we're going to get this?
Let it roll. Let it roll for a second.
Yeah, Mike, I'm going to go ahead and let you know country is not my cup of tea.
This is definitely a you song. I
will
just say
they just said it.
What did he say? Bye-bye something?
Goodbye, Earl.
Goodbye, Earl.
The Chicks.
Oh.
You don't
yeah,
love it.
No, man. It's not my lane. Sorry. I'm not my this lane is either. Such a you song, and we love you for it, but that was such a you thing where you guys are definitely going to get nah, dog.
Yeah, nah. Allie Mack would have got this.
I'm just sitting here waiting on
Mike
the edge
and Dylan
for
would not have gotten this.
I cannot
when is
wait.
When is NSYNC coming?
When is NSYNC coming? They're NSYNC. Broken up. It's never going to happen.
No, I'm saying like in this trivia.
Oh, we'll get there.
Okay. I was going to say. I'm just waiting on the edge for NSYNC.
Right. We'll get there. I cannot wait until I get support for that song, Goodbye Earl.
Oh, it's going to be bad. Well, that one and Elton John's going to be bad. It's just not, I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's not my lane.
Let's try. I'm scared now.
You're like, let me get this. Let me get a layup.
Like, I don't know anymore.
Let's try number five.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, but I say go, go, go.
I mean, Dylan, you can try your guess from before.
Is this the? Oh. This is John Lennon.
This is the.
Along with the Beatles.
Oh, the Beatles. Okay, yeah.
The thing is, like,
So you say goodbye, I say hello by the Beatles. There we go. We're on the board.
She's going to have to give us that one.
Yeah.
She's going to have to give us that one.
Okay.
I'm just, like, the thing is, like, okay, down just a little bit. I have to know, like, when's the first time you heard this song? Like, is this something that would have been on your Spotify?
No.
Or are you just like, you should know this.
Well, my mom is a huge Beatles fan, so I grew
that's
up
all,
with
okay.
it.
Okay, that's all I needed to know.
Okay.
Like, my mom's more like Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I gotcha.
She was not like Elvis or the Beatles or anything.
Okay, I'm hoping Dylan will get this next one.
Okay.
Number four.
And every time you hurt me, the less that I cry.
Oh, this is Sam Smith.
Yeah?
What's the name of this song? I've obviously heard it. Is it just Goodbye by Sam Smith?
Bye Bye Tears.
Too good at goodbyes.
Okay.
Too good at goodbyes?
Yeah.
I knew it was Sam Smith.
That's impressive that you knew it was Sam Smith.
Yeah, I know Sam Smith.
Good at goodbyes.
Yeah.
All right.
And the vibes are high on these songs.
Yeah. I like me a little bit of Sam Smith.
Sam Smith
okay, can you give me
great.
One that I know?
Okay, let's go with number three. We'll see.
Feels like I'm starting.
Is this Lainey Wilson?
No.
Oh,
I'm going to guess like...
I've heard this song actually.
I know what it is. Is this like Natalie Imbruglia?
It's Michelle Branch.
Michelle Branch. Okay, same thing. Same thing. Yeah, same thing. Goodbye to You.
That is it.
There you go.
There you go, Mike.
Yeah, and... But I can't believe you just looked at me like that when I said Natalie Imbruglia. Like, you that's... I was right there. Like, that's the...
Michelle Branch had more than one hit.
They were
though.
The same era. Did she? Didn't Natalie Imbruglia?
Natalie Imbruglia was 90s. Michelle Branch was 2000s.
By the way, there's a G. We've already covered this.
No,
on
no,
show.
No, no, no.
There is.
There is no. Imbruglia.
I just remember hearing that song on Star 94 my mom when I would ride in the car with my mom.
I'm sorry. There is a G.
Okay.
We've covered this.
We've got two more, and I know
go
you're going to nail them.
All right, go ahead.
Number two.
Okay, yes. I knew it was in there.
Thank you.
Hey, don't make me get up.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Hey. Hit that mic.
God, I'm so glad we don't have cameras in here. Right?
Okay.
Bye, 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 NSYNC.
There we go. Now, number one, this is specifically for Dylan. It doesn't technically have bye in the name, but it has the same sentiment, and I just feel like this is going to be in your wheelhouse, Dylan.
Oh, yes. Yes, High School Musical. Yes, yes.
I was gonna say, is this Hannah Montana?
No, this is Vance Ann Hutchins on High School Musical. Oh my gosh, this is
the
core memory.
He is praising the Lord back there.
I love this song. Oh, what was the song called though? Something Goodbye. Obviously.
Gotta go my own way.
Nah, I gotta go my own way. This was High School Musical 2.
Yes.
When Hera and Troy were going through those issues,
bro. They broke up.
They broke up.
Oh,
yes.
Bro.
Oh my God, bro!
Wow.
When I tell you, back in the day,
so many questions.
Disney Channel, High School Musical, Cheetah Girls fanatic right here, dog.
I love it.
I used to know all the High School Musical songs.
I'm judging
when
them.
when they had the special where they taught you the dances like in between the movie. I was up dancing along with it.
He's a DCOM kid.
And then Cheetah Girls came out, knew all the Cheetah Girls songs, had no shame. Very quick story. We're at my mom's friend's house, and I told my mom straight up, I usually didn't act out of character like this. Like, Mom, the premiere of Cheetah Girls 2 is about to come on. We got to go home.
Wow.
I did that.
Better find some Cheetah Girls for some bumper music today,
Dylan. I got to.
The Cheetah Girls who wore leopard print,
I'm embarrassed
FYI.
Over my performance. I do need to spread my wings a little bit, okay?
Right. I'm not sure it's a High School Musical, but sure, spread your wings. Well, congratulations, guys. Coming up, we're going to get into the report card for the Falcons defense, A, B, C, or D, pass, fail. We will rank it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.calltheSheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.